unlike most other monks, chipmunks don't pray. They do, though, not run up trees like squirrels. They hang around the base of trees, and I'm standing in front of a pile of logs. And I've been told that if I stand here long enough, a chipmunk is likely to appear. That long enough may be, 5 hours. And I think I'm going to go for a walk in the woods rather than just stand here waiting, because I'm an impatient man and I haven't got the patience of a monk. Yesterday, I wasn't sure. I was uncertain about whether I'd seen a squirrel or a chipmunk. And I didn't know that unlike squirrels, chipmunks didn't go up trees. I thought, when I looked at the creature who ran in front of me, I thought that that could be a squirrel or a chipmunk, because it looked like it had all the equipment for running up trees. By the way, I don't like squirrels, and at the moment I'm highly favourable towards chipmunks. Yesterday it was two chipmunks. No, yesterday it was one chipmunk. Today it's two. Literally in the last few minutes, while I've had the recording off, two chipmunks have come out of the woodpile and lingered and then run off. So I'm now feeling that I'm surrounded by chipmunks. But I'm really thrilled because I got a photograph. Well, it's so small it looks like a big mouse. But at least I have a photograph, and if the resolution is okay, I can adapt the photograph to blow up the size of the chipmunk. And chipmunks are really the main thing on my mind at the moment. Now my day has been made. The chipmunk stood up on its two hind legs and looked at me. And that, I was told yesterday, is like the chipmunk saying, "I see you too." Oh, I don't really have to record any more on this audio. I can now see three chipmunks scurrying around. Maybe if I stay here in these woods for another 2 weeks, I'll see hundreds of them and they'll come and feed off my hand. Or maybe I have to stay 3 years. Who knows? Anyway, this is Audio Mo for today, in which the chipmunks are ganging up on me. Paul O'Mahony saying, "Thanks a million for listening. I hope you too are a chipmunk."